Almost universally, the writings of ancient peoples and indigenous traditions remind us of a tremendous force that lives within each of us. It is this power, they say, that allows us to become more than the great challenges of our time, transcending our greatest adversity with grace and ease. They invite us to allow for the possibility that it is in the moments of the great challenges of life that we may become more than those challenges, more than just the survival, actually transcending what it is that those challenges have meant to us in the past. It is through this power, they say, that we speak to the forces of creation and to the world around us, from the most distant points of the cosmos to our everyday world and even to one another. Could such a power exist? Is there a lost science that enables us to heal our bodies, to bring a lasting peace to our world and avert the greatest tragedies ever to face humankind? 2,500-year-old texts and now our own science suggest that the answer to this question is a resounding yes. So I'd like to share a story with you regarding this power that lives within us as an illustration of what we will tie into as we come back to this again and again and again. It's a story that happens with me in the late 1990s in Northern California. I was preparing for a program the following day, and I had just had dinner with friends in a restaurant on the seaside in Northern California. I left the table a little early that night and just wanted to be alone. As I was walking down the hallway, my eyes noticed a man who was selling jewelry. It was Tibetan jewelry, and I think perhaps maybe that's why I was so drawn to him. And I engaged him in conversation, and very quickly, we found a friendship, a kinship, a bond that had developed between us. And our conversation turned away from his jewelry to children. And he was surrounded by three of the most beautiful children that I'd ever seen. They were his own. And he said he had a fourth that would be joining us shortly. And a gleam came into his eye, and he very proudly shared with me. He said, "You know, my hands were the first hands that touched each of my children when they came into this world. I was the midwife for each of my children." And he said, "When a child is ready to come into this world, it's a very easy process, very quick." And he made a motion as if he were catching a football coming from a quarterback in a football game. He said, "They shoot right into the world effortlessly." And I remember thinking to myself, "That's easy for you to say. I'm wondering what your wife would say in this moment." And all of a sudden, something changed. There was a stillness that came over him. And I knew that something key was about to happen. He began sharing with me the story of the last birth. He said, "When my wife began her labor pains and our last son was being birthed into this world, it began just as every other birth had. And then all of a sudden, something changed. Everything stopped. Everything absolutely stopped." And he said, "It's funny where our mind goes in moments like that." He said, "My mind raced back to a time where I had read in a Chicago Police Department manual, an operations manual for emergency childbirth." And he said that the manual stated that every once in a while during birth, it's not uncommon that their head or their shoulder blades become lodged in the tailbone of the mother. And it's a relatively simple procedure to dislodge that child and to bring the birth to fruition. And in that moment, I reached with my hand inside of my wife and I felt her tailbone. And sure enough, right next to her tailbone was the shoulder of my unborn son. And just as I was preparing to move him away from the tailbone, the most amazing thing happened. He said, "I felt the hand of my unborn son reach up past my hand and touch the tailbone of his mother and push himself away to free himself. And as his arm brushed my arm, there was a pause just for a moment, as if he were trying to understand what it was that had just happened. And then I felt his tiny fingers wrap around my hand, and I felt the hand of my unborn son inside of my wife, and I knew in that moment that he would be okay, and the three of us worked together to bring him into this world. I took a deep breath. I felt the feeling, the intensity, the emotion of the moment. And I know that when I share that story, that intensity, that emotion carries through. And the reason I share it with you now is because it is in the emotion of what we feel hearing a story like that. The point of that emotion is a doorway to the great possibilities in our lives, to allow us to touch creation in ways that we have only dreamed of in the past. This is the power that the ancients remind us of.